This has been a year so far when many have been caused to question their home situations, even in some cases to pull up their own roots. Some who have lived for years in floodplains have found this last flood to be the straw that broke the back of their resolve. A number of my senior friends have been talking of a permanent move to a more southerly climes. This winter was one too many. One or two others had decided that the pressures of civilization, such as housing projects in their backyards, have removed their ability to commune with nature as desired. In fact, if it were not for Baltimore Woods, I'd be doing the same as a result of what seems to me an environmentally ill-advised project. It's unsettling to look at the wild area I've allowed to develop in my backyard and see streetlights behind it. I never was very fond of my location, but tolerant neighbors, a relatively quiet neighborhood, and an interesting old house aren't to be taken lightly. Besides, if three moves are the equivalent of a fire, our next move would represent our second fire. I don't think my wife Esther wants to contemplate that. These thoughts went through my mind as I sat in my car on 60 Road north of Baldwinsville, scoping the huge pond on the Three Rivers Wildlife Management Area. This pond represented a major portion of the creative effort of my crew back in the summer of 1954. It may be as cogent a commentary as any upon my own character that the return to certain arenas of my efforts over the years are uplifting and others subtly depressing. Rogers at Sherburne is on one extreme, and Three Rivers is definitely on the other. There are a number of reasons for this, but the principal one is that Three Rivers, for all the manipulation involved in making it what it is and keeping it that way, belongs to the wildlife that choose to accept what's there. They are accepting really what excavating, damming, mowing, and plowing over the years have made it. In a way, Three Rivers seems to defy time. It would take someone who has had constant exposure to it over the last 43 years to understand how many minor changes have occurred. For all of its age and the internal ravages of time has produced, Three Rivers still represents a youthful face to the nature lover. At this early hour, things are relatively quiet on the pond, but it is peppered with geese, more or less evenly distributed across all of the open water I can observe. A small group of mallards, mostly males, makes a low-level swoop across the glass-like surface, splashing down just out of sight behind some screening vegetation. Carefully checking out each snag and shadowy expanse, I am able to locate a single black duck hiding in the shadow of an emergent tree branch. There are more, I'm sure, but the clutter of the dead branches and snags is so dense that finding one sleeping duck is a major feat. Suddenly, the geese explode with a focus on the center of activity, but find no hint of what occasioned the outburst. Geese often act like a peanut gallery, cheering the amorous activities of one or more pairs. I use the word cheer advisedly. Geese mate for life, and this seemingly indiscreet display of passion is natural, as is the spectator's vocal response. Geese also serve as combined welcoming and farewell committee. All group to leave for the foraging makes a circuit of the whole area before taking off for the corn stubble or the wheat fields. They are greeted as they pass overhead by dozens of their waterbound companions. Knowing that they are the vanguard group, I linger just a bit longer than intended, just to observe the escalating exodus. Within a half hour, nearly all of these resting geese will be grazing in nearby or distant fields. When they return, hours hence, they will drop into the water with charming abandon, greeted by every goose that is on the water. The chorus can be deafening. As the pond empties of geese, my attention is distracted by a pair of wood ducks tearing along at treetop level. Just before they pass from view, they set wings, and I know that they have landed in another open expanse visible from the road. I put the car in gear and glide along the road shoulder, stopping as soon as I get a clear view of the wood ducks. The male is displaying his feathered finery for his mate. The opportunity to watch wood duck courtship is as fine as any I can think of. Too bad I have an appointment at Beaver Lake in 10 minutes. What I spot as I begin to drive away causes me to pause once more. It's a drake-hooded merganser, hood spread, showing his formal finery to an appreciative female. Yes, over three decades after I severed all official connections with the Three Rivers Wildlife Management Area, it still has a morning-by-morning freshness that draws me back. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.